This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. A commercial swimming pool company in Putnam County that is playing a part in the U.S. Olympic swimming trials is under new ownership. Spear Corporation, headquartered in the town of Rochdale, has been acquired by Landmark Aquatic, a commercial pool services company based in Maryland Heights, Missouri, though financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. Landmark said in a news release this week that the acquisition further expands its geographic reach in the Midwest and bolsters its capabilities. Landmark did not specify if any jobs would be affected by the acquisition, but said the combined business will, quote, continue to be supported by a highly skilled technical workforce. Spear Corporation is one of two companies that will be working to build the pools used at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials taking place this June at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Indianapolis-based Flaherty & Collins Properties will join officials in Michigan City today to break ground on a $101 million mixed-use development. Known as the Franklin at 11th Street Station, the project will include 220 market-rate apartments and 5,600 square feet of commercial space when completed. The Director of Public Education and CEO at Muncie Community Schools will step down at the end of the academic year. The district said this week that Leanne Quietkowski is leaving to become Vice President of Klipsch Educators College and Innovation in K-12 Education at Marion University in Indianapolis beginning July 1st. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Indianapolis's planned Mile Square Economic Enhancement District will likely operate from a smaller tax pool and with a majority state-appointed board under state legislation that reached the governor's desk this week.
A bill to shift funding mechanics for the district is on its way to becoming law with a last-minute change. The Economic Enhancement District funds are intended to pay for the operational costs of a low-barrier shelter near the 1,000 block of East Georgia Street in Fountain Square. It also covers cleaning, beautification, and homelessness outreach efforts in downtown Indianapolis. In the final moment of the legislative session Friday night, lawmakers added a provision to a separate bill related to state and local administration that would exclude single-unit residences in the district unless property owners choose to opt in to the annual tax payments. The changes would allow the city expand the size of the district beyond Mile Square to a total of 2 square miles. The bill also requires the boundaries to be equal on all sides. It also caps the funds raised from the district at $5.5 million and makes the district framework expire after 10 years with no option for renewal. The bill awaits Governor Eric Holcomb's signature or veto, but will also become law without his signature. Eniola Lunge, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Fort Wayne-based Vera Bradley is reporting fiscal full-year net income of $7.8 million in 2023 compared to a loss of $60 million the previous year. The results represent the first full year of Project Restoration, a restructuring effort aimed at returning the luggage, handbag, and fashion accessory designer back to profitability. CEO Jackie Ardrey implemented the initiative last year and said Wednesday that the company will move into the next phase, dubbed Project New Day, in mid-July. The move will include the reveal of the company's new and elevated full-line branding and marketing, product, store design, and website. Ardrey said Vera Bradley remains confident that Project Restoration will drive long-term profitable growth for the company. Former Purdue Research Foundation President Dan Hasler is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.